Welcome to Crop Watch Podcast, a production of Nebraska Extension.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the weekly weather outlook and update of the UNL Crop Watch Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Hunt. Start off today by mentioning the Great Plains Biochar Conference, which is set for September 24th to the 26th at the Graduate Hotel in Lincoln, Nebraska. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln, the Nebraska Biochar Initiative, and the Nebraska Forest Service will serve as hosts. This conference brings together a diversity of professionals working with biochar in research, education, agricultural application, production, industries, and trade to discuss how to bring biochar to its full potential. For those of you that are unfamiliar, biochar or charcoal is produced by burning organic waste material such as wood residues, corn stalks, nutshells, or grass clippings under limited oxygen. Technology goes back to the discovery of regions in the Amazon of dark fertile soil called terra preta, or dark earth. The soil developed due to the addition of charcoal, bones, compost, and other materials to the low fertility soils naturally occurring in the tropics by indigenous communities several hundred years ago. So again, that conference is set for September 24th through the 26th, that is a Tuesday through a Thursday, at the Graduate Hotel in Lincoln. Okay, right now, start off by taking a look at temperatures across the state. 38 in Scotts Bluff, 35 in Kimball, 39 in Alliance, 43 in Ogallala, 45 in North Platte, 43 in Ainsworth, 45 in O'Neill, 50 in Norfolk, 51 in Columbus, 52 in York, 54 in Hebron, 54 in Omaha, 57 in Falls City, and 58 in Beatrice. So generally temperatures are quite a bit cooler in the western part of the state than they are in the east, where we are in a little bit warmer air mass and have had a bit more sun today. Quick look at the satellite picture shows that the skies are mostly cloudy across a good portion of the state. There has been more sun in the eastern side of Nebraska today, particularly parts of northeastern and southeastern Nebraska have definitely had periods of sun today. But most of the state right now is kind of socked up with cloud cover, and we should start seeing some precipitation come to the ground later today and into tonight across portions of central and western Nebraska, particularly western Nebraska and the Nebraska Panhandle. Speaking of precipitation, so most of that precipitation in the panhandle is likely to be in the form of snow. I think we're probably talking about maybe 1 or 2 inches. Yesterday, I think I mentioned in the outlook that we could maybe get 2 to 4, kind of that area between Kimball and Big Springs. But model guidance is now suggesting more like 1 to 2 inches. Nevertheless, if there is a period of moderate to heavy snow during the morning and early afternoon hours tomorrow, there could be some accumulations that would top 3 inches. But right now, the expectation is for it to be a little bit lower. The rest of the state, though, can breathe a sigh of relief as no snow is expected outside the southern panhandle and maybe parts of southwestern and west central Nebraska. But certainly, no snowfall is forecasted east of North Platte or McCook. But we are expecting temperatures to be generally cooler. So today is probably the warmest of the next couple of days, probably earliest compared to yesterday and compared to tomorrow, especially in the eastern side of the state. Tomorrow high is most likely going to be in the 40s in western Nebraska, maybe only even in the 30s across portions of the southern panhandle, where you will have more cloud cover and precipitation throughout the day in the form of snow. So again, especially some of the higher elevations, 35 to 37, 38 degrees might be a better target for high temperature. Elsewhere, temperatures mostly in the 40s, maybe cracking the low 50s across the southeastern corner of the state. Again, I think Lincoln, Nebraska City, Auburn, down toward Falls City, high is probably 50 to maybe 55 degrees tomorrow. Perhaps more importantly, though, sub-freezing temperatures are likely pretty much statewide the next couple of mornings, the exception being probably the far southeast where we might remain warm enough. I think the other big wild card, though, that may come into play even into tomorrow night would be the amount of cloud cover in the southern part of the state. Now, if the forecast is for places like Holdridge and Hastings and Kearney to go below freezing tomorrow morning and Sunday morning, if there is additional cloud cover that's maybe not currently being well forecasted, then those temperatures may stay up a little bit. But right now, those places are expected to drop a little bit below freezing the next two nights. Same with closer to Lincoln, Nebraska City areas, we probably are going to be right around that freezing mark tonight and are expected to drop just a little bit below it on Sunday morning. Again, if you are north of the Platte, particularly north central, northeastern Nebraska, I would expect temperatures to drop into the at least the upper 20s. Parts of north central Nebraska are more likely to probably drop into the mid-20s. So again, that probably be more of a hard freeze. But again, these are not temperatures that are, these are not record-breaking temperatures. They're just going to be quite a bit cooler than we had last weekend, particularly up in the northeastern part of the state or north central part of the state. You're anywhere in the northern part of the state where we are going to have low temperatures, maybe possibly considerably below that 32 degree mark. There could be some impacts to sensitive vegetation. So anything that needs to be brought inside, I would probably make sure you do so the next couple of nights. But temperature should recover fairly well both days. We're not talking about barely breaking freezing for highs or anything like that, which that would be very, very late in the season for any of that type of cold. The good news, though, is upper-level ridging will start to return to the state by Sunday afternoon. So particularly in western Nebraska, you are going to see temperatures really, really bounce back nicely between Saturday and Sunday. So I think highs right now statewide are expected to be mostly in the 60s. So some places that'll be about a 10 to 15 degree warm-up, and other places, particularly in parts of the southern panhandle in west central Nebraska, that could be a 20 to 25 degree increase from Saturday. Monday looks to be even warmer still, with temperatures probably getting into the at least the upper 60s, mid 70s are probably a bit more likely, particularly in east central, southeastern, and south central sections of the state. And we also are looking at a cold front coming into the state by late Monday, somewhere between late Monday afternoon and early Tuesday morning. I think the timing of that is still just a little bit up in the air. But it does look possible that we will see some scattered showers develop with this cold front, starting probably kind of in north central and in northeastern Nebraska and spreading south-southeast through central and east central Nebraska, maybe clipping portions of southeastern Nebraska. Now, again, I think yesterday this looked a little bit more promising for more significant precipitation, maybe on the order of a half an inch. The last couple of model runs have been a little bit more bearish on precipitation, but they still have the signal in there. So, I mean, we're getting a time of year when cold frontal passage coming through are always going to generally have at least some chance of precipitation. It just may not be anything terribly significant, which for anybody that's really trying to really, really push things, getting field work done, you know, for a tenth of an inch of rain wouldn't set you back more than a day. A half inch, an inch of rain might set you back a couple of days. So this doesn't look like, right now, does not look like a terribly significant event. But pay attention to that forecast as we get closer to Monday, as I think things, we will have a little bit more detail by Monday morning, as opposed to terms of how much precipitation some parts of the state are likely to get. It will be a little bit cooler on Tuesday after this after the frontal passage, so temperatures are most likely going to be about 5 to maybe 10 degrees cooler on Tuesday than they were on Wednesday, I'm sorry, on Monday, particularly in the eastern half of the state where we're going to have a bit more impact from this. Again, this cold front is being kind of driven by kind of some additional stronger troughing that would be moving its way into the eastern third of the U.S. So again, the eastern side of the Midwest into the eastern U.S. is going to be a good bit cooler most of next week than we are here. So we are going to probably benefit from having some warmer temperatures. And it looks like for a good portion of the week, we should remain mostly dry. So again, the only real meaningful chance of precipitation between now and say next Thursday in the eastern half of the state looks to be Monday night into Tuesday morning. So if we don't get it then, we probably will not get it for almost another week. Now, I think where things get a bit trickier is by later next week. Now, I think that there is definitely consensus of a stronger trough moving into the southwestern United States and moving its way into the central U.S. That much seems fairly clear at this point. That has been a consistent signal in the models for 2 or 3 days. And meteorologically speaking, with given its projected path, that would give a good portion of the state a decent chance of significant precipitation. By significant, I'm talking, you know, closer to that 1, maybe 2 inches of precipitation. It also would suggest that there's going to be at least a possibility of severe weather, particularly kind of the eastern third, eastern half of the state. So again, this is a similar type of setup to what we had earlier this week, where we did have some severe weather in central and eastern Nebraska, where we did have some places pick up significant amounts of rain. Again, I'll get a little bit talk a little bit more about that here a little bit. We did see some specific precipitation totals up in northeastern Nebraska. But again, I think the exact, you know, exactly how this all plays out is still just a little bit up in the air. So it's possible that we could see multiple little short waves or impulses kind of come up around it, starting even as early as Thursday morning. And that would actually start producing chances of decent, it would start producing decent chances of precipitation as early as Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, across southeastern, east central, and south central portions of the state. And then there will be additional chances during the day Friday into Saturday and probably all the way even into maybe even on Sunday. Now, again, this is not like just it's going to rain for 3 or 4 days straight. This is means more like we're going to have periods of time where we're going to have chances for precipitation, which would be somewhat similar to what we had earlier this week. But again, I think we will have a little bit more detail as to exactly how the storm system will most likely play out and what severe weather potential will exist with it by early this next week. So I recommend checking back in to your near your whatever you use for your local forecast and be checking back in to the State Climate Office page. I may put out another emerging issues if it does look like we're going to have potentially some significant severe weather and or heavy precipitation events moving in the state. So that's kind of it for the outlook for now. I think next week I will maybe try to delve in a little bit more into the long range outlook. But for today, I think that's good. So in terms of the update portion, we did see moisture over most of the state in the last week. The exception would be kind of that far southwestern corner where we had maybe not literally zero rain, but it was certainly not a lot of rain. Most places seemed to like they picked up under a tenth of an inch. Between McCook and Imperial and Benkelman, that part of the state just really has not been picking up much moisture here in the last 4 to 6 weeks. And frankly, it is getting concerning just given that, we are moving into a time of year when we are going to start needing more moisture for demand from plants. We are starting to see, at least according to VegDry, some stress on vegetation. Now, again, VegDry can show what looks like stress from things that aren't necessarily drought related, but just given the fact it has been pretty dry there, soil moisture percentiles in that part of the state are quite low relative to most other places in the state that have been a little bit dry of late. So again, I was not displeased to see the expansion of D0 in Hitchcock and Dundee and Chase counties this week. And again, I may have to recommend even additional degradation next week if we don't see any real meaningful precipitation before next Tuesday morning, which, again, there's going to be potentially for a little bit of light snow and light rain in that part of the state, but I am not anticipating it being anything that's going to really improve matters a whole heck of a lot. The other concern is that it's on the kind of what I'm going to call the northern extent of an area of what looks to be drought development down into Kansas and Oklahoma. So again, there is a kind of a broad section of the central and high plains that has definitely been very dry here in the last 30 to 45 days. We are definitely seeing declines in root zone soil moisture, topsoil moisture, and particularly topsoil moisture. We've had a lot of days that have been pretty warm. Again, this last weekend, we had a lot of days of highs well in the 80s and even probably even pushing 90 degrees. Some of these places have been very dry. So that atmospheric demand is there. I think right now the indications are that the winter wheat crop in that area is still doing okay, but that may not be the case in another 2 or 3 weeks if we maintain this drier weather. Thankfully, the cooler weather is probably helping keep the atmospheric demand for moisture down a good bit. So I mean, this cooler stretch is probably a little bit more helpful in terms of that. But again, so I think that's just an area where I'm watching very carefully. And again, a lot of models are suggesting that that is an area of the state, that is an area of the country, being kind of the high plains region, basically kind of from Canada down to Mexico, is being an area that is expected to be drier than average during the summer and into the fall. Certainly midsummer into fall. And, you know, again, we have a lot of existing drought well to our north and to our south. So again, we are kind of in a, in a sort of precarious situation in parts of southwestern Nebraska. And I think that's going to bear watching as we move forward into the next month or so. But right now, that is the area I am most concerned about in the state for drought development in the next month or so. Where we did pick up a lot of precipitation was northeastern Nebraska, where we had a couple of places pick up, well, certainly 2 to 3 inches was pretty widespread up in that northeastern corner. Cedar, Dixon, Dakota, Wayne, Eastern Cumming, Northern Cumming County, Eastern Madison County. So again, that pretty decent precipitation up in that area. Thurston County also picked up a lot of rain. A little bit further south of the state, where there were some places that picked up quite a bit of rain. So you're right here around U.S. Campus, we picked about 1.25 inches over the week. As we went parts of southeastern Nebraska, picked up quite a bit of precipitation Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So a lot of them had over an inch. So there is a significant portion of the state that did pick up over an inch of rain, and a lot more places kind of picked up between a half inch and an inch. And again, this is very welcome moisture, just given the fact that we were continuing to lose topsoil moisture at a relatively rapid pace through early this week, just based on the quite warm temperatures and windier conditions that we had last week. So again, we had temperatures last weekend, at least for high temperatures, that were kind of right around the average high for mid-July. So again, we were kind of getting to midsummer temperatures, not necessarily midsummer humidity, but certainly midsummer temperatures. And that was certainly helping drive down the soil moisture. So again, that rainfall that we did get was beneficial. And to some extent, it maybe will help stave off any drought degradation, but it certainly was not enough to warrant any improvements anywhere in southeastern or east central Nebraska. And again, I think a lot of that precipitation, or some of that precipitation up in northeast Nebraska, fell after the cutoff or the drought monitor this last week. So I would anticipate there being potentially some improvement up in that area of the state next week, where we still have some existing abnormal dryness. So in terms of severe weather, we did see a little bit of severe weather across the state this earlier this week. Now, again, it was not a major outbreak. It probably could have been worse. There were a few factors. Not a significant profile of deep moisture. Again, it did get relatively humid at the surface in parts of southeastern and east central Nebraska last Monday and Tuesday, but we didn't really have a very deep profile of moisture. And there was enough of a capping inversion last Monday afternoon and evening that we did not have significant widespread supercell development that would have, probably made it a lot more likely for us to have more damaging tornadoes and damaging hail. But as it was, we did have one or two brief tornado touchdowns in Webster County on Monday evening. And then on Tuesday afternoon, early afternoon, there were a couple of tornado reports in Platte and Colfax counties. Now, again, they were, by and large, mostly just brief touchdowns that did not really do a lot of damage, thankfully. But again, we are getting that time of year when we are going to start seeing potential for more severe weather, including large hail and tornadoes. And I think just given the fact the pattern does look to remain fairly active in this part of the country for the next, say, at least 2 or 3 weeks, at least about the middle part of May, we are going to have probably increasing chances for, at least periodic chances for severe weather. So I think that's it's always a good idea to keep an eye on that. And just finally, I just want to just kind of go over the give a shout out to the places in the state that had the temperature precipitation extremes over the past week. So the maximum high temperature was a co-op station in Superior with 93 degrees. The minimum high temperature across the state in the last week was 50 in Kilgore. Minimum temperature this week, 16 degrees in Bushnell, and the maximum low temperature, 59 in Tecumseh. And the maximum precipitation that I could find anywhere in the state in the past 7 days was 4.77 inches at the from an observer, 6.35 miles southwest of Carroll, Nebraska. And there was only just a trace of snowfall this week that was reported a little bit east of Alliance. And that about wraps it up. So I think that is the weekly update for the week ending April 20th, 2024. Thanks. Talk to you next week.